Now let's lead off with community reaction to the unrest that has built up and now spilled over in Bloomington Normal, like it has in so many other American cities. Demonstrators who spent the weekend pushing back on racism and police brutality say they've made progress, despite taking a step back with the looting that began overnight Monday. The crowd at Sunday's rally was huge and diverse. Alan Chambers says the turnout was bigger than he thought it would be.
Everybody's just fed up with what's going on all around the world right now.
Chambers owns his own catering business, and he's black. And he's now a regular demonstrator, including events Saturday and Sunday. Chambers says he's experienced police brutality himself here in Bloomington Normal.
We're only out for equality, mainly. We just need our voices to be heard right now.
But their message was partially trampled by overnight looting at Target and Walmart in Normal, just hours after Sunday's NAACP-sponsored rally. They were small crowds compared to the huge turnout downtown.
That's ridiculous. To be honest, that was actually kind of defeats the purpose of what we started to do.
Chambers says the vast majority of the Sunday demonstrators, 9 out of 10 by his estimate, had nothing to do with the looting. But he says they'll all pay the price together because it's only going to make it more difficult for the movement to achieve its goals.
It's just going to make it a little tougher now that when we gather, we're going to have a lot more police presence that's going to be not needed as much because sometimes that can go less.
The Bloomington Normal branch of the NAACP organized Sunday's event, which was peaceful despite a few tense moments. Vice President Dr. Carla Campbell-Jackson says her organization wants their issues to remain the headline, not the looting carried out by unknown parties. She says it dilutes the message.
We just want to make sure that delineation is there, that the NAACP did not participate, was not responsible for any of the aftermath, if you will. And I implore our young people to come to the table with us. I understand that they're hurt, but there is another way that we can affect change so that we can have the proper outcome and not allow our message to be clouded with all these other factors.
Aside from that, Campbell Jackson says the organization was very pleased with the event. The NAACP is figuring out its next moves, but priority number one is solidifying relationships with police departments, policymakers, even school districts. She says future town hall meetings and rallies are coming.
But everybody's really energized, so we want to take that energy and put it to good use.
28-year-old demonstrator Joseph McDonald was one of two people injured Sunday night when a motorcyclist plowed through the crowd as it made its way south on Madison Street downtown. McDonald knows his history, including that yesterday was the 99th anniversary of the Tulsa Race Massacre in Oklahoma, when racist attackers torched Black Wall Street. McDonald says he does not agree with looting, but he also questions a prescription for only peaceful demonstration.
How can we be peaceful if we've been peaceful for 50, 60 years now and nothing has changed? It feels the same.
Black Lives Matter Blono posted a quote on Facebook yesterday from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. It says, "A riot is the language of the unheard."